The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning.
You know, I was waiting for the music. There's usually the vroom.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry.
See, my gosh, Alex. Good morning, everybody. This is Blake Fisher filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. Welcome. It is the day after Easter, Monday, April 6, 2026. I'm in the studio with Alex. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Did you have a nice Easter?
I did, yes. I spent it with friends, and her nieces gave me fake henna tattoos.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I'm sporting those today.
Rock on. Henna's pretty cool. Over at the camp I used to run, they used to always have henna parties.
Oh,
everybody
nice.
Would just...
Yep.
So everybody at camp would just have henna tattoos pretty much for the rest of the week. But, yes, it is the day after Easter. I hope you guys listening are having a wonderful start to the week. It's been a busy event season. I feel like this week's going to be pretty slow, and then next week it'll pick up once again. And I hope everybody had a nice day on their Easter, whether it was just resting, staying in, or going to see family. We're going to church. You know what I've always wanted to go to is the sunrise service over at Shasta Dam. Have you ever been to that, Alex?
I've never been to that one. Yeah, I know about it, but I've never been. Did you go to the trying to get my mic up here. Did you go to the Good Friday thing at the Civic? It was pretty packed.
I heard it was very packed, and I heard the construction out there also added another level of a traffic jam.
Exactly.
For the... Good Friday service at the Civic Center, but I saw pictures and it looked like a full packed house. I believe it's always a full packed house for that service. I'm glad. I mean, this is one of those reasons why the Civic Center is important to stay open for programs like that, because I can't imagine anywhere else in the city of Reading for
people to be able huge.
To. Yes, for people to be able to grab. So I know the Civic Center is always in discussion, but it's our community center. It's what we got.
Yep.
And a place like that closing down is going to be nearly impossible to replicate or reopen. So, I hope everybody had a good time at that. And Easter. Gosh, you know, it's been years since I've gotten a picture with an Easter bunny. I'm curious how everybody's Easter bunny's pictures, whether you went to the mall or a random grocery store. I know Grocery Outlet usually does, like, Easter bunny pop-up. It's one of those mornings. We don't have a guest this morning, so it's going to be Alex and I kind of
bumping back and forth. I'm looking for news for you.
Bumping back and forth, but at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., we're going to be joined with Rhonda Alvey and James Mazzotta of Enjoy Magazine. There's no Aunt Marie for events this morning, so we're just getting you all prepped. Hey, look at this. I love this. What we can look forward to coming up, though, with these great April and May months is Cool April Nights is about to round out our April. April's flying by, even though it was just the first week last week. And then May is going to be Rodeo Week and kind of the rodeo circuit. I know the Red Bluff Roundup is starting soon. Then it becomes the Cottonwood Rodeo. Then it becomes the Reading Rodeo. An amazing time in the North State. And then June hits and it's hot and everybody goes traveling again. So, we're looking at a few things. Alex, yesterday my Easter was pretty, pretty, pretty low key. I just spent it with my cat at home, and did some cleaning, and then went out to Whiskeytown with a friend in the evening to check out the sunset, which was beautiful. When's the last time you went out to Whiskeytown?
It's been a while. I need to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's spring now, so it's time to go.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful out there. Always a great way to check out that sunset. You can park your car right at the visitor center. And then there's a trail right next to the parking lot of the visitor center that I've never seen, but it looked like these stairs just got completed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started walking up the stairs, following just a crude little dirt path. And then you get up to this little point on top of the hill at Whiskeytown, and you're able to look over Whiskeytown and turn to your left and see Mount Lassen.
Oh, cool.
Cindercone.
Wow.
And the entire city of Reading just after sunset, and it's just sparkling and twinkling with all the different lights.
Oh, definitely. I have to check that out. Yeah.
So you turn your head left, you see the city. You turn your head right, you see a beautiful state park, and that was a blast. Good way to end the Easter Sunday. But anyways, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. It is Monday, April 6th. You're listening to KCNR Radio.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Hit 'em up, hit 'em up. Move 'em on, hit 'em up. Raw hide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, ride 'em in. Cut 'em out, cut 'em out. Ride 'em in raw.
Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
It's April. Time for Reading's biggest event of the year. Cool April Nights, April 17th through the 26th. Haven't registered your car yet? Now is the time. Head over to CoolAprilNights.com to register and click on the full schedule of events. 10 days of fun with 50 show and shines, 3 concerts, and the iconic cruise, followed by the biggest car show of them all on April 25th. Mark your calendars, make your plans, and visit Cool April Nights to get those cars registered. Cool April Nights, it's more than a car show, it's a tradition.
Northern California outdoor enthusiasts, get ready. The 2026 Reading Sportsman's Expo is presented by Crown Motors, Turner's Outdoorsman, and Elwood Ranch. Join us Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Doors are open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Explore the best in hunting gear, fly fishing tackle, boating, camping, kayaks, mountain bikes, off-road equipment, and more, all under one roof. Meet experts, check out the latest product, plan your next epic trip with thousands of fellow enthusiasts. You won't want to miss the huge prize giveaways happening all weekend. Tickets are just $8 for adults, $6 for seniors. Kids 12 and under are free, and veterans are free on Sunday. The Reading Sportsman's Expo at the Reading Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th. This is an event you cannot miss. Reading Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back, KCNR listeners. You're listening to the Carl and Linda Bott Show on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott, and I'm joined with Alex this morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I hope everybody's waking up. The sun is stunning this morning. The studio faces towards the sunrise, and I'm glad we left the window open because
it comes right in your face, right?
Yeah, I feel like a rooster right now. I want to cock-a-doodle-doo.
Give it about 20 minutes, it'll be right in my face through the door.
I'm glad it's signing up. So, last week, I guess we could talk about what happened last week in downtown Reading. That can pass some time. Because I work for Viva Downtown. I'm the Main Street coordinator, and there's always a lot happening in downtown Reading, and we've come a long way. Last week alone, so starting Sunday, was the Lunar New Year Festival. I don't know if Carl and Linda talked about it at all.
They didn't talk about it Monday or Friday, but they might have talked about it the rest of the week.
That was pretty amazing. So it was a Lunar New Year Festival presented by the Mien community, and it took place right on Market Street in front of Public Market.
Oh, cool.
And over the last few years over in downtown Reading, we've started seeing more cultural programming occur out on the street. So in the last 3 to 4 years, there's been a Hispanic Heritage Festival. There's been a Juneteenth program. There's been Pride Festival. You know, this gets paired with our regular Cool April Nights and Pancake Breakfast
yep.
programming out on the street. And this year, a Lunar New Year Festival came to fruition. And that was in partnership with the Reading Public Market.
Oh, cool.
And Sang Seichow, the owner of Fusion,
mm-hmm.
Morrow Noodle House, and Raw, and his family, May. And it was amazing. You know, they started planning this program pretty much 3 weeks out. They've always wanted to hold a program in downtown Reading, but now with the Public Market open and a Mien business mm-hmm. open right on the main street.
Yep.
They said this is the time to do it. So I know a lot of people are seeing our posts that we took on Viva Downtown Reading on social media, and they're saying, well, we wish we knew about this. We wish we knew about this. And it started out kind of inside small Public Market programming and then built its way outside. So with a very short notice programming. So one, it was special that this happened in the first place. Two, the right people were there to celebrate. All of the Mien and Lao families were out there.
That's cool.
And they felt welcomed and celebrated in downtown Reading. So if you feel like you didn't know, well, it was last minute planning. Mm-hmm. But two, the right people who were there felt celebrated and seen, and that our downtown built a foundation that we can celebrate all cultures. And they had lion and dragon dancers that came
oh, wow.
from Sacramento. They had some of the best egg rolls on the street for the senior fundraisers
mm-hmm.
that they have out there. And everybody just sat on either side of Market Street and watched these dancing presentations by the children showing traditional dances.
Is there a website where we can find out about these events?
You know, for any event, everybody, visit Reading. Visit Reading is, I would consider, the strongest,
okay.
Best event that you can find all of your events in the city of Reading. It's also incumbent of organizations to put your events on Visit Reading's website. But Visit Reading, you can go on to Visit Reading and find small business events. You can find big community events. You can find Cascade Theater and Civic Center performances, or the Dip Trivia Nights, or Karaoke Nights. So always check out Visit Reading. I think that's the strongest way to see your events. But that Lunar New Year, Alex, was so spectacular. And I know that next year, it's just going to grow even bigger now that we have a foundation.
Sure.
And everybody's going to find out about that. And that was on Sunday of last week. And then as the week progressed, we started looking into Hops and Chops this last Saturday.
Right.
Hops and Chops
yep.
is our beer tasting and other beverages, walking, shopping, support local event. And that was, this was our 11th year hosting the event in mm-hmm. downtown Reading.
Yeah.
And just in the last 5 years, we've known our downtown has changed drastically. And when Hops and Chops first started, there was only 5-6 businesses that participated.
Oh, wow.
And they were eclectic businesses. You know, we partnered with the businesses that were open in downtown. At that time, the Promenade existed. the crumbling parking structure
yeah.
over on California Street yep. was still standing. And it was, you know, I can't imagine downtown just even 5 years ago. I look at pictures and go, huh.
Yeah, I left and I came back and I'm like, this place looks totally different. Like, where is that garage? I had to find it. Speaking of beer and Easter, a friend of mine does this thing where they actually, the adults hide beer in the backyard. And so the adults go out and find the beer instead of eggs. And so the challenge is you find it, drink it, keep going. So
that's how Hops and Shops is.
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So so basically, but we give people a map. You know, I think it would be more. We gave people a map without any street names on it. That was a big lesson that I get to walk around downtown and know which streets to go to. But goodness gracious, if we give people a map with no street names, it's a little difficult. Also, no North Arrow. So after a few beverages, I can imagine the directions walking around get a little tricky. But there were 26 locations to choose from for Hops and Shops. And at the same time, it was a great way to bring people to downtown Reading and walk beyond the new reopened core and check out businesses that have just opened in the last year and the last few months, and check out our old school business as well. I know that a lot of people had a good time over at our next door neighbors here at the KCNR station, Bailey's Book Nook.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Isla Reading.
And I have a friend of mine who does her podcast there. Video podcast live.
Because they're super nice in there.
Yeah, and it's a nice space.
Restored a lot of the historic infrastructure in there. You can walk on into these businesses and see the brick from Sherman Square. But Hops and Shops showcases new businesses that decide to invest in downtown Reading, and Isla Reading and Bailey's Book Nook, right next to KCNR Radio here on Market Street,
nice.
Are two of our newest businesses. And we paired them with really nice beers, Fresh Beer Company, which is a husband and wife, dynamic duo, who started out as microbrewers inside their garage.
Oh, wow.
And are slowly building up production and are now located in a few local businesses, like Poor Boys. They're going to be located over at Logic Cider Bar.
Cool.
Which just opened up. But we got to pair them with Isla Reading, and they messaged us afterwards. And the four-hour event, they said they were jam-packed the entire time.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think we had 400 people, 400 to 500 people, walking, shopping, and tasting craft beverages all across downtown Reading. And it was a large spread starting at the IOOF Hall on Market Street all the way out to Center Street where the Chain Gang Bike Depot is.
Oh, and, wow.
They were over there at Amy Donaldson's Art Center. Amy Donaldson is a business owner, property owner who took over the old People of Progress and is restoring and fixing up that location, planting new trees, adding artwork, and making an event and usable space. So a lot of great things are happening, and I feel like this is one of our best events to see for yourself. Get off the Facebook comments and get into downtown Reading and check this out, because this downtown is for everyone, residents, visitors, locals, everyone in Chass County. We've come a long way.
Nice, yes.
And
we had a Sundial Film Festival a couple weeks back.
Yes.
You were hosting that. That was really cool.
Yes, and you were an interviewee.
Yeah, well, I would interview, yeah, for social media, for their official social media.
That was a pretty cool gig, Alex.
Yeah.
How'd you get that?
I know the guys who put that on, and they asked me and one other young lady, Johnny K, and then we promoted it on my podcast, which we shoot over at Fratelli's every other week. It's about movies, and so yeah, we did it last year, we did it again this year, and let's see, you met Audie Carlisle, correct? She's going to be on my podcast next month.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What's the name of your podcast?
It is Hard to Watch. It's about movies that are so bad, they're hard to watch. And so I let the guests pick a movie. I pick a movie based on what they do. And we talk about why they're so hard to watch. We watch clips. We talk about Fratelli's and Reading. And we invite the public out to see the record live. And it's tomorrow at 3 p.m. at Fratelli's. If you want to come out, grab some pizza, and you can watch us film a live podcast.
That sounds awesome, Alex.
Yeah.
What's the hardest movie that you've ever had to watch?
I have lists, and they're by genre. So, like, my guest tomorrow picked Battlefield Earth, which is a terrible movie with John Travolta from the year 2000. So, based on what he picked, I picked Cyborg 2, starring Angelina Jolie in one of her very first movies, along with Jack Palance, and it is a terrible film. So I kind of see what they go for, and I pick something in the same ballpark.
That Sundial Film Festival, I didn't find anything hard to watch.
No, it was great. This year, I mean, it keeps getting better every year. It's inspired me and some friends to actually make some short movies and submit them next year.
You should. You should. That's how I felt, too. And I loved that. So the Sundial Film Festival, I know that Tyler was on the show talking about it.
Yep.
But it's been going on for, I would say, nearly 15 years at least.
I think it's 17 now.
Yes.
Something like that.
Something in that range, because it started by the Catalyst Club, and then it got passed over to the 2030 Club.
Yep.
And then 2030 Club relinquished it, and the filmmakers of the area picked it up, and that's Tyler Ferris and Tyler Lockme and a whole other slew of local filmmakers.
Tom Green.
Tom Green. And, you know, they said, we're going to make this a bigger, better and event focused on film. Filmmakers from all types of backgrounds, places, should come on and participate in this. And they said, let's move this into the Cascade Theater, its original filming center, where the program used to be held. And they made it a local, regional, national, and international film festival.
Yeah.
So we're getting productions from Japan, Thailand, and
all
also,
over the world,
and getting productions made right here in Reading, and also being filmed in Dunsmuir.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great experience, and I loved the local portion because you get to see our story being told by people who live here. And I loved it, and I loved being at the Cascade Theater. And Alex, I'm glad that you were there getting all of your program interviews together. Was, you know, you... Weren't you in one of those films, Alex?
I was in it for, that's right, for 3 seconds. That was kind of the shtick. Like, each person I interviewed would go, didn't I see you in the background in one of those films? I'm like, why, yes, you did, for 3 seconds.
Why, yes, you did. And so the Sundial Film Festival, we've had a film festival in downtown Reading. We have a Lunar New Year festival in downtown Reading. We had Hops and Chops in downtown Reading. We had First Friday in downtown Reading. And right across the street, the Shasta County Arts Council is just firing on all cylinders. I mean, they have programming every single week.
Yeah.
And this last weekend, they did the Zine Fest, which is like a spoken word / live music program. And they were, and they had a new gallery. So upstairs in the ballroom had a great program. Downstairs, a new art gallery. And they've been using their pocket park right next door for a lot of programs. They had Bailey's Book Nook, a hot dog vendor.
Oh, cool.
Stamp, like they create custom stamps.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
And artwork. And, I mean, this is what we want to see. We want to see our downtown having programming all across the board.
No, the Asphalt Cowboys have something coming up, don't they?
Yeah, in like a month.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
Just spitballing here.
Yeah, he throws something. See, that I did the first wrong thing of improv, you know? It's supposed to be yes and. Yeah, the Asphalt Cowboys, I'm really excited for them. You know, once May hits, it's rodeo month, and they're going to be kicking off our May with their street dance back in downtown Reading. And the pancake breakfast, that's always the third Friday in downtown Reading. What was coming up, you know, this last first Friday over in downtown, I said, hey, Cool April Nights.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Your time is coming up. So we called Ryan DeRose, the president of Cool April Nights, and he brought his classic car out, parked it right in front of the IOOF hall. And the Springfest Community Alliance Network group came on out and started promoting their Springfest Cool April Nights kickoff. So for our upcoming main community event in downtown Reading, Springfest kickoff to Cool April Nights, Friday, April 17th. That is next Friday.
Wow.
And that kicks off the long list of events from Cool April Nights. And after the break, we're going to come back and we'll just talk about Cool April Nights in all of the events coming up, because it's a great event. So, hey, you're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Ah, The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Dude, I love that song.
I can play it when you're here, not when Colin and Linda are here, so... I love it when you come on.
Oh, man.
I get to cut loose.
Hey, you're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Carl and Linda Bond. I'm joined with Alex.
Good morning, everyone. Hey, I just want to remind everyone, when you hear Rawhide, call in and you get registered for tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup, and that drawing is this Friday on the air.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, so when you hear it, Blake, you can just call right over from the other studio.
I could definitely do that.
Yeah.
What if we just start singing it? Do you think people will start calling it?
They probably would. And I think we have one of those coming up in the next break, so I'm just letting everyone know.
For real? So when that song
when you
plays.
Hear Rawhide, call into the station.
Hit 'em on.
Yep. And,
hit 'em out.
We'll put you in the on the list.
Best version of that song. Blues Brothers.
Yeah, no, I have to agree with that one. Yes, for sure.
That is not a hard movie to watch.
No, you're right about that. That was not hard to watch.
Hit him up, hit him up. Rawhide, write him in.
Last time we did Batman and Robin from 1997. That I forgot how truly bad that movie is. And, yeah, that was very hard to watch. Anyway, so for whatever it's worth.
So that's great. So Rawhide, and that goes to what? That's for the Red Bluff Roundup?
Yes, for two tickets to the Roundup, yep.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm already here, so I can't call in. But that's that's exactly what I'd want. Well, hey, before we left to the break, we were talking about First Fridays, and we invited Cool April Night to downtown to kind of give us a little teaser of the Cool April Night's lineup that we have. And I have, like, a, what is this, one, two... three, 4 pages?
It's like the schedule.
Of the schedule right now?
Yeah.
Breaking it down. A little bit of information of Cool April Nights. Cool April Nights started in 1990 in Reading and became an official nonprofit around 1992. 10 days each April, but I want to see the most important. Their economic impact in Reading, when we hold this, is around $8 to $12 million annually.
Wow!
For Cool April Nights.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So this is one of our most important events. This isn't just a bunch of people saying, "Hey, let's get some classic
cars and look at some stuff." Yeah.
This is a true economic impact on the city of Reading and the Reading Cultural District, and they bring visitors from all around the country, but I would say mostly surrounding states, you know, Washington, Oregon, Nevada, Colorado, California, to come visit us. And this is put on by local community members and hundreds of volunteers that want to see this event be successful. Yeah. So we're excited to start this off with the Cool April Nights. The very first day of Cool April Nights is Friday, April 17th, and it goes through Saturday, April 26th. All around town, you can catch classic cars and different small community events, whether that's on the main street of Market Street, whether that's in your local mom-and-pop business parking lot, at one of your local high schools.
Yeah, I think there's even a parts swap that happens at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where or when.
I think it's at the Civic...
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That's usually where they end the big program over at the Civic Center. And again, bringing up the Civic Center, that is our community performing arts location.
Yeah.
I mean, that place is hosting local and national programs, and something like this event.
Yeah, oh, it's huge.
Everybody gets to participate. But I think one thing notable, so you can go through here, so go to Cool April Nights website. They have a long list. So you can check it out and plan your Cool April Nights experience. But one that I want to point out is the kickoff in downtown Reading, Friday, April 17th. That begins at 4 p.m. and goes till 9 p.m. right on Market Street. A great way to check out our entertainment zone for grabbing a beverage and walking around, seeing the new public market, and checking out all the new businesses in downtown Reading. Another one, Cascade Theater. They're doing a Grease sing-along.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
And that'll be on Saturday, April 18th. You brought up John Travolta a little bit earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this...
So are they doing that in conjunction with Cool April Nights,
I guess?
That makes
a
lot of sense, yeah.
And they're going to have some classic cars right on Market Street as well, under the Cascade Theater.
Nice.
So if you want to sing-along to Grease...
That's cool.
You know what I hate is that there's so many great songs in Greece, but the only one I can sing is, "Look at me, I'm Sandra D." That's the one that stands out to me the most.
I can think of a couple, but yeah, that's a memorable one.
Doo-doo. Do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, there it is. This is how we're passing time.
Yeah.
No
guess, so we just wing it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
So, Cool April Nights, check out their list. Always great. And then, hey, if you're eager for that pancake breakfast that the Asphalt Cowboys are going to be doing in May, you could actually get a teaser pancake breakfast over on Sunday, April 26th. At the Civic Auditorium with the Asphalt Cowboys. It's our last closing day, so get yourself some pancakes.
Nice.
Check out some classic cars over at the Civic Center.
Yeah.
And do that. You ever been to the Red Bull Roundup?
I have not.
Alex.
This will be my first year. I'm doing all kinds of rodeo stuff I've never done before.
Do you have your outfit?
Not yet, but I have a friend of mine who used to do wardrobe in Hollywood is helping me put something together. Yes, when I saw
that...
Wow,
from Hollywood.
Yeah, well, you know, she did background actors, so yeah, made me a background Western guy.
Like, okay,
rodeo, you know, is not my thing, but I'm all in. I'm a team player, and I told her, you know, please help, because if I had to pick my own wardrobe, I'd probably look like Howdy Doody or something like that. So,
or Marty McFly.
Yeah,
yeah.
I could do that.
That would
be
a good one.
That's a great idea. I like that. Yes.
I have a pair of, I thought I finally, you know, did it. I got myself a pair of Wranglers.
Yeah.
Some boots. And, my Wranglers are high waters with boots. They look good with tennis shoes, but I wear these Wranglers and then,
it's like hipster cowboy winter.
Yep. I stick out like a sore thumb.
Oh man.
Look at me.
It's so funny. It's gonna be awesome though.
So I have to get a new pair of, Wranglers before, before this year's Red Bluff Roundup.
Do you have a cowboy hat or no?
I do have a cowboy. I look good in a cowboy hat. That one fits nice. And that's Boot Barn.
Okay.
That got me all set up out there. Do you have a cowboy hat?
Not yet. But I can tell you the American Cancer Society Discovery Shop has all their Western wear out and at good prices. So
Ooh. That's
where I'll be shopping.
Discovery Shop.
Yeah.
I love the Discovery Shop.
Yeah, it's awesome.
They got a belt there. Red Bluff Roundup. So, hey, I'm talking about Cool April Nights kickoff. Red Bluff Roundup is April 17th, 18th, and 19th.
Yes.
Next weekend.
I know. It's already here.
And you have to go see the rolling, I blanked out.
And the media lunch is coming up on the 15th. I don't know. I can't help you there. I don't know what you were going for.
I was going to talk about the Lane Frost statue that they have.
Oh, okay.
Out in front. I hope I got his name right. Callers, if I got this wrong,
please set us straight.
Please
sure
set, yeah.
Will.
Please set us straight.
I'm surprised Carl's not calling in right now.
it's the amazing bull that they have that was unrideable, and then this cowboy was able to break the bull.
Oh, wow.
Over in the Reading Rodeo. Somehow Red Bluff got that statue. I don't know. I know it's a Red Bluff
bull.
Maybe
he was from Red Bluff. I don't know.
The bull's from Red Bluff. It was written in Reading. I don't know. Maybe we just swap that statue. Every other year, we get the statue. They get the statue.
I was actually in Sisters, Oregon 2 years ago when that bull got loose into the crowd.
You were there?
I was not at the rodeo, but we heard it. We were only 2 miles away, and we heard it.
No one got hurt.
No one got hurt. No.
I wish somebody got a picture of the bull on the Sundial Bridge. Now, that would have been...
I'm sure somebody out there has to have one, maybe.
Listeners, if you have a picture of the bull that escaped from the Reading Rodeo a few years ago and got a picture of it standing at the Sundial Bridge, send that in to Visit Reading.
Or where we can find it, like if it's on a Facebook page or something.
Tag KCNR Radio.
There you go. Yes. send us an email.
So you could go to redbluffroundup.com. Get your tickets at Red Bluff Roundup. I already went on... Google and typed in Red Bull Roundup tickets, and it was all of those third-party websites.
Yes.
So get your tickets from redbluffroundup.com.
Yes.
April 17th, 18th, 19th. It's a rip-roaring good time. And I guess, you know, we're going to be listening to Rawhide a little bit. So if you hear the Rawhide.
Yeah, give us a call.
Give us a call so you can get two tickets to that, because gosh darn it, it's what I've loved the Red Bull Roundup. They have someone parachuting in. With the national anthem.
Yep.
flying in a big, beautiful American flag, and then all of the Red Bluff Roundup volunteer cowboys run on out into the arena and grab the flag and wave to lead us in. I believe this is one of the oldest institutional rodeos.
It is. I do know that, yeah.
And they always have a great, what's it called, the live music performances that happen in the evening.
Yes.
And I think it's going to be opener Chad Bushnell and Corey Kent, and that's Saturday, concert 2026. I don't know if they have it. I think that's their only big concert, but it's so fun. A little bit of swing dancing.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot. Yeah.
Hanging out. I think they also have a big flyover that happens at the Red Bull Roundup, too.
I don't know about that, but yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, I think you're right now that you mention it.
Go check out their museums. So, Red Bluff Roundup. Yeah, rodeo season. We're going to get into Cottonwood Rodeo.
Yeah.
It's Mother's Day weekend. We're going to have a Reading Rodeo. So, yeah. Hey, let's get our wardrobes figured out now. So.
I can't wait to see what I look like.
My high water wranglers. Hey, we're going to be back after the break to close out our hour. And then at 8 a.m., we're going to have James Mazzotta and Rhonda Alvey of Enjoy Magazine, and we'll get the show back on track.
Sounds good to me. Yeah.
I got you, moonlight, you're my starlight. I need you all night, come on, dance with me. I'm levitating. You, moonlight, you're my starlight. I need you all night, come on, dance with me. I'm levitating.
Move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Ride 'em in raw.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. It's open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
It's April, time for Reading's biggest event of the year, Cool April Nights, April 17th through the 26th. Haven't registered your car yet? Now is the time. Head over to CoolAprilNights.com to register and click on the full schedule of events. 10 days of fun with 50 show and shines, 3 concerts, and the iconic cruise, followed by the biggest car show of them all on April 25th. Mark your calendars, make your plans, and visit Cool April Nights to get those cars registered. Cool April Nights, it's more than a car show, it's a tradition.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Get ready. It's time for the free all-ages Reading Rancheria Earth Day Fair. Friday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. outside in front of the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a day full of local vendors, artisans, fun, food, and activities. Over 50 vendors will be there sharing crafts, wisdom, and fun. So come on down and learn how to tread softly on our earth, all while enjoying the sunshine and outdoors at this free all-ages event. Join the festivities as we make the planet sparkle with fun. The Reading Rancheria Earth Day Fair. For info, contact Dara Hart at 530-242-4559.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher with...
Alex Parker here.
What's up, Alex Parker?
Yeah. Well, Beverly Hills, you know, rodeo, I figure we could tie that in.
You tied it in.
We did have callers, Rawhide played, so thank you guys.
Cool, and they won?
Well, it's a drawing. They get put on a list for a drawing that comes up Friday. Yes. So anyone can call in when they hear Rawhide.
Wow. Okay. That makes more sense. I thought you call, you win.
No, that would be, wow.
That'd be awesome.
I'd be calling all the time.
Just have your own posse show up to the Red Book Roundup.
You see how all those scalp tickets go.
So, yes, Red Book Roundup. Okay, we cover that. Red Book Roundup. Cool April Nights. What are other events that I'm not thinking
about? Okay, there's one called the Sportsman's Expo. It's April 11th and 12th.
Yes.
From 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. And it basically says, gear up for an unforgettable weekend in Northern California's premier outdoor expo. Everything you need, all in one place. Everything from outdoor apparel to hunting, fly fishing, boating, hiking, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, mountain climbing, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. And they have a website. It's ReadingSportsmansExpo.com. ReadingSportsmansExpo.com.
And where's that being held?
Good. Well, it's at the Civic.
Yep.
It is at the Civic.
There it is.
There's going to be tons of vendors there. And
there it is, people.
Exactly.
The Civic Center.
Yep.
Go up to bat for the Civic Center.
Yep.
That place can't close down. I mean, shoot. How many events did we say are going to be taking place there?
I mean, literally, there are hundreds every year, I would think, right? I mean, especially if you have like 10 to 15
yes.
per month or more.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, 100 to 200.
Yeah.
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 It's a staple of the community.
It is
for
such
sure.
a staple. And this goes back in the Kids Unlimited days, you know?
Yes.
Shoot.
Yep.
To now. I mean, yeah. Anybody that's going talking bad about Civic Center, quit it. That's our place. You know, that is Reading's main place.
Yeah.
All of these events, I still can't imagine anywhere else. We're going to take them to the Reading Sports Park outside with all these.
Nope. You couldn't do these at the IOOF.
You couldn't do these events at the IOOF. That's for sure. I mean, they have hundreds and hundreds of vendors, versatile programming. There we are. We might have a caller saying, hey, the Civic Center's crazy. And we'll see. And if they say that, I'm sorry. So, here's what's coming up, actually. Over with the IOOF Hall is pretty exciting. We're doing a program. What's going on? Alex, what'd they say?
We have someone on the air, on the line, who wants to talk about the expo.
Hey, wow, you want to talk about the expo?
Yes, I've been to it a couple of times, and I guess that last time will be considered my bucket list item. And I had a really great time. Give it a try for nothing else other than other people's bucket lists, because I won a door prize of 18 holes of golf at the combination golf course and trailer park of Likely, California. And then I donated the prize to the Northern California Veterans Museum for a fundraiser they had right before COVID hit. And it was one of the biggest hits on the auction block. But I wanted to mention something else, and I suppose this is generational. But as someone who's grown up in this part of the world, I've got memories that go back over 50 years from when the professional wrestling circuit still made it through here. And for those of you out there in radio land that know the name Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I used to watch his maternal granddad, Peter Maivia, do his thing there. So put me down as someone else who wants to see the Stivic stay the way it is and the rodeo and all that other jazz. And when you hear Carl and Linda talk about it on the air, go down to that city council meeting and put your 2 cents worth in, because I don't want to see short-sighted dollars for development and get in the way of another generation having the kind of memories that I have.
Atta, baby. That's exactly it. I agree. Hear, hear. Thank you. That's cool. Thank you for calling. What was his name, Alex?
I didn't catch his name. I'm sorry.
But I know he's a regular listener.
Yeah.
That made my day. I'm getting all pumped.
No,
yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. I mean, generational. I loved growing up going to the Civic Center.
Yeah.
And I know that that's something that resonated with him, and that needs to resonate with your kids.
Yeah.
Coming up in these days. And, hey, what we're doing, we are doing something at the IOOF Hall. And, yeah, go to City Council.
Yeah.
IOOF Hall, we're actually partnering with a really cool local musician named Zach Zeller. Zach Zeller here. You've probably seen him perform at other places around the city of Reading. But he's programming a music festival called the 599 Fest, which is set for April 18th and 19th, beginning in Reading, and then having their second day in Chico. Shows are going to run from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m., and this program is going to take place at Whistle Stop Park in downtown Reading on Market Street, and then continue into the IOOF Hall, which is short for the Independent Order of Odd Fellows Hall. And, you know, that's right over here on Market Street. And this music festival is going to showcase a lot of interesting, diverse indie, alternative rock artists that are all in this region and traveling through because they hear how great Reading is. And,
this
goes off of... I want to remind people, I see so many comments saying there's nothing going on in Reading. We just talked for the last hour of all these random events. And then there's the other fact that people say, that we're just a drive-through town. We should stop calling ourselves that.
Yeah.
We have some amazing local artists that always drop on in through Reading to perform at the Dip, at the Civic Center, at the Cascade Theater. And this is just another smaller version way to do it with this 599 Fest, showing that we are a destination that arts and culture and events are thriving, and the city of Reading should start recognizing that. And that caller who said Civic Center, that's a place where we are performing and where people should invest in. That's exactly.
For sure.
And, yeah.
We've got about 2 minutes until top of the hour.
Oh, thank
Anything
God.
Else to cover? I can tell you what the national day is.
Yeah, what's the national day?
Let's see. Employee Benefits Day, New Beer's Eve.
What?
Yeah, so...
That's every day for me.
Yeah. So those 2 days. A National Employee Benefits Day.
What's New Beer's Eve?
Well, let's see.
Is it just how it says? Just,
yeah.
You know.
With visions of pints. It just...
It says drink a beer.
It's a lot of fluff. It doesn't say any description of who started it or why.
It's big beer company saying, hey,
I'm sure
when's
that's
the last time you
is.
Had a beer? Well, today is New Beer's Day.
Yeah, why not have a new one today?
And tomorrow is Beerentine's Day, I assume.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh,
goodness.
Man.
Hey, Alex, thank you for holding it down for this first hour.
Yeah, man.
For our listeners, we're going to be back at 8:05. What is it?
Five after
8. With Enjoy Magazine, Rhonda Alvey and James Mazzotta. You're listening to KCNR Radio 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And for all of these events that we talked about, go to visitreading.org.
Yes.
Check out what events you can sign up for. And gear up. Red Bluff Roundup and Cool April Nights are right around the corner.
Yes.
We'll be back.
All right.
I'm going to call you my sweet señorita. Have to do is to be ready for some action now. All you have to do is to be ready for some action now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The clock is counting down toward President Trump's deadline for Iran to allow free, unrestricted shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. The president's deadline is tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If Iran fails to heed the deadline, the president vows to hit infrastructure hard, including power plants. The president recently said the U.S. does not rely on or need the strait, and that European countries should step up to control the waterway. Iran continues lashing out at some of its Persian Gulf neighbors.
We've heard alerts and sirens sound in the UAE and in Kuwait overnight. What we have seen is an apparent narrowing of targets in Bahrain, Kuwait, and the UAE over the last few days. Iran saying it has been targeting oil and energy infrastructure. And all the while, of course, this messaging on social media from President Trump, who is ramping up his rhetoric again, seemingly emboldened by that rescue of that U.S. air crew deep inside Iran.
The BBC's Lorna Gordon, the daring rescue she refers to, is a safe recovery of the two American aviators whose fighter jet went down in Iran. Iran and the U.S. both in possession of a draft proposal calling for a 45-day ceasefire as well as reopening of the Strait of Hormuz.
That's what two Mideast officials, speaking on condition of anonymity, tell the AP. Egyptian, Pakistani, and Turkish mediators drafted the plan. They hoped the 45-day window would provide enough time for talks to reach a permanent ceasefire. Meanwhile, Iran and the U.S. have not responded to the proposal.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 158 points, the Nasdaq trading 124 points higher. This is SRN News.
You're not just overweight, you're in survival mode. No pill or crash diet's gonna fix that. They don't address why your body is storing fat. At PhD Weight Loss, they treat unwanted weight as a symptom, a signal that your metabolism, hormones, and stress response need attention. Fix that, and the weight comes off naturally. Call PhD Weight Loss, mention Mike G, you'll get 2 weeks free, and they'll pay for your food. Call 864-644-1900, 864-644-1900, mention Mike G, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2020? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
All around the globe are asked about homosexuality.
The Pew Research Center poll focuses on the morality of that lifestyle. Nigeria checks in as the country where the largest number of people believe that being gay is not morally acceptable, 96%. Other nations that have similar feelings include Indonesia and Turkey. At the other end of the spectrum is Sweden, where 94% think that homosexuality is morally acceptable. In the U.S., 60% of respondents see no problem with being gay. Michael Harrington reporting.
Britons are worried about the decline of Christianity. A new poll from Whitestone Insight finds that 52% of British people say they believe the country's ongoing slide away from the faith will have a negative impact on future generations. Only about 20% of respondents say they think the decline will be good for the country. The survey also reveals that nearly 3 out of 5 Britons think that Christianity does have something to offer the country. This is SRN News. A spectacular explosion and fire leaves one person seriously hurt in Texas.
A tanker truck in Fort Worth hauling gasoline erupted into a fiery blaze on Sunday morning after colliding with another vehicle and knocking over power lines. Fort Worth Fire Department spokesperson Craig Trojasek says the driver was sent to the hospital in critical condition with burn injuries after the power line sparked a fire as he attempted to prevent the gasoline from spreading. the truck was carrying 9,000 gallons of gas. Fire crews worked for hours to contain the blaze. Trojasak says the truck driver was the only person injured. Audio courtesy of Bailey Moss. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The Artemis II astronauts set a record today, traveling farther from Earth than anyone ever has when they zip around the far side of the moon before they head back home. More details, srnnews.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR listeners. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm Blake Fisher with Viva Downtown Reading, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. Alex, thanks for, I don't know if he's...
winging it with you?
Yes, yeah. Thank you, since we didn't have a guest this morning. And that's always like,
It's fine, yeah. But it's not as fun for sure.
Yeah.
Well, then you get to a point where I remember one of these mornings I didn't have a guest and I would call people, I would tell on the live show, I'd say, call in.
Yeah.
We'll talk about anything.
Yeah.
No one called in. And yeah. I went, what the heck? And then it comes to a point where you say, which friends can I call at 7 a.m. to say,
a lifeline?
You're live. It didn't happen.
We're just
going to
read from the phone book here. And
the phone book from 2003. But we do have a guest right now, and this is our Enjoy Magazine Hour. I'm here with Rhonda Alvey and James Mazzotta. Good morning,
good
you two.
Good morning.
So nice to see you both.
Just so you know, if I'm leaning, for some reason this is very strange, but this headphone has one ear working and the other one's not.
Oh, no.
So I feel like...
Are you sure it's not your ears?
No.
Hey!
No, the one that's talking is actually my bad ear.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I'm going like this.
I'll check on it. I'll hit the brake. Sorry about that.
Don't be sorry.
What type of program are we running here?
I accidentally stepped on it or something.
The headphone?
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Or the ear.
Or the ear.
Hey, so you're listening. So Enjoy Magazine, I'm so glad you guys are here. We have the man-made issue, Rhonda. Tell us about the man-made issue.
Well,
it's smaller than the women-made
issue.
It
is, much smaller than the
women.
Come
on, men.
Yeah, so when we started the women's issue a couple years ago, one of our sales reps said, well, hey, you don't do one for men. We need to do one for men, so... this is it.
And now we're reconsidering.
Yeah, come on, Ben.
Actually, you know what's so funny is that it is in lieu of everything. It is not a small issue. I mean, because it's almost 100 pages. But it, compared to the women's issue where we were concerned, I think Rhonda said that they might not even have staples big enough to hold it together. I mean, seriously. You know, the women's issue, I know that we've shared this 1,000 times, but was the largest issue we've done in almost 20 years, yes?
Yeah, it was the largest issue ever. Yep.
Yep. So, you know, yep. There you go.
148 pages.
Women are more important.
Damn straight. So, Rhonda, tell us about the man-made issue.
So this has, most of the articles are about men in the North State. We have some really good ones, you know, starting off with Bart Hauptmann. Is that how you say his name?
From Hauptmann?
Yes, from Woody's?
Yes.
Yes, so he's our What I Enjoy person. Super nice guy. I think he did a great job on his questions, which are really fun. We do this every month. We feature somebody. We do a spotlight on somebody, ask them some icebreaker questions, and it's always exciting to get their answers because some of them are super good answers. So anyway, we have Bart.
Do you? I know you come up with the questions. Do you use... chat or Grok and just keep a list of all the questions you've ever asked and ask it to help you come up with new questions?
You know what? A lot of the questions are repeats. But
are they?
Yeah. So, you know what? I have a book. I have a book that's called If. Mm. And so it's like, if you did this, you know.
Well, that's cool.
I have a couple of books that I bought a couple years ago. And so I get a lot of the questions out of that.
Mm.
Okay. Because I was going to say, you know, it sounds fun, but it would be hard to keep coming up with questions.
And then I usually try and have one question about their business or whatever they're involved with. So I just want one question about that, but then the rest are all pretty much icebreaker kind of questions.
There's a really cool thing in here that I haven't seen. So I'll just be really honest with you. I haven't had time to really go through this issue because of Easter and everything else that I had going on, kids traveling, da-da-da-da. But I'm looking at this on page 46. It says, Built for Life, Words of Wisdom for Good Men. And then in quotes it says, What are the makings of a good man? And this is a really cool kind of feature article that talks about, you know, really kind of cool quotes and things that, and of course I should have known this was definitely Kimberly.
Yes, she does, and she actually asked people. Job. She did ask people to send in what they thought would makes a good
this
man.
This is kind of how she kind of communicates. I always like this, that she gives you kind of bullet points and really cool information that is real short bites, but that you could, it's very applicable. Like you could just scan it and read it and go, hey, that's true. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does. She always does a good job. Kimberly is great. We have a great story about a guy named Aaron Dill, who's a Shasta High School graduate, and he does golf clubs for professionals.
He makes them?
He designs. I'm like, the Titleist Vokey design wedges he fits and custom grinds for touring pros.
I mean, there's the picture of him right with Jordan Spieth at the very beginning. I mean, that's incredible.
Yep. So
it's always fascinating for people. Well, that's weird. My phone says that.
But hey,
been silenced.
I'm going to take us to a break. We're going to choose some different stories to talk about. You're listening to KCNR Radio. I'm here with Rhonda Alvey and James Mazzotta, and we're going to be talking about Enjoy Magazine's issue 235, The Man-Made Issue. We'll be back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, raw hide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in raw.
Roundup is on April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
It's April. Time for Redding's biggest event of the year. Cool April Nights, April 17th through the 26th. Haven't registered your car yet? Now is the time. Head over to CoolAprilNights.com to register and click on the full schedule of events. 10 days of fun with 50 show and shines, 3 concerts, and the iconic cruise, followed by the biggest car show of them all on April 25th. Mark your calendars, make your plans, and visit Cool April Nights to get those cars registered. Cool April Nights, it's more than a car show, it's a tradition.
Northern California outdoor enthusiasts, get ready. The 2026 Redding Sportsman's Expo is presented by Crown Motors, Turner's Outdoorsman, and Elwood Ranch. Join us Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Doors are open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Explore the best in hunting gear, fly fishing tackle, boating, camping, kayaks, mountain bikes, off-road equipment, and more, all under one roof. Meet experts, check out the latest products, and plan your next epic trip with thousands of fellow enthusiasts. You won't want to miss the huge prize giveaways happening all weekend. Tickets are just $8 for adults, $6 for seniors. Kids 12 and under are free, and veterans are free on Sunday. The Redding Sportsman's Expo at the Redding Civic Auditorium, Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th. This is an event you cannot miss. Redding Civic Auditorium,
Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A mountain, mountain, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man!
Hey, yeah, the man issue.
You're
in celebration. You're, hey, Blake, you're man.
Man.
That's Trey Parker and Matt Stone of South Park.
I listen to that every single morning I wake up.
Just to reassure yourself?
Yeah, yeah. I drink a big pot of black coffee and just eat bacon. KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. I'm Blake Fisher, and I'm here with Rhonda Alvey and James Nazzata of Enjoy Magazine for issue 235 Enjoy Magazine. So,
and I'm looking at the secret ingredient, chocolate zucchini bread recipe.
That's a big note for me.
Because it's got vegetables in it?
Just does not sound good to me.
So do you like carrot bread or no. Banana bread, those kind of things?
Really?
No, that's why I was asking.
Don't care for carrot cake? Oh, no.
She's got a very, very select menu.
Palette.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's pure. Mm-hmm. Let's just say that.
It's either
pure.
The carrot or the cake. Can't be both.
No. And if it is the carrot, it probably can't even be dipped in ranch.
No. Good to know. So I want to try that. There's two recipes that I want to try. I want to try the caveman stew. Mm-hmm. That's in Enjoy Magazine. And I want to try the zucchini bread because I do like vegetables in my pastry.
I know.
I don't like fruit in cake either. So I like raspberry filling stuff.
You're not a pie person either. It sounds Mm-mm. like.
I like chocolate pie and I like pumpkin pie.
Okay, that makes
sense. Now that's interesting to me because she'll always at some point throw you a zinger where you're like, okay, all these things. And she's like, oh, I like pumpkin pie. And I'm like, that is the most outrageous of all vegetable pies, really.
Squash. Right? Yeah.
But, I mean, I like pumpkin pie, but it's like, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, one thing that I have never wrapped my head around because I'll pretty much eat anything, and I'm sure it's probably good, but I don't know, I've never done it, is the rhubarb.
I've never had a rhubarb pie.
Yeah, because when I look at it, I'm like, it looks like a celery stalk, and you're making a pie out of it?
I'm not a pecan pie kind of
no?
person. No? No, but this sounds like the Thanksgiving issue. We should be talking about all these different pies.
Either that or we need breakfast.
We need some breakfast over here.
We're hungry.
I see everybody's on different articles, but one that I'd love to hit, because all of us have been impacted by him, is Reading Reframed featuring Danny Orloff.
Reframed.
And that's on page 40.
That's actually a really good. I like that title for that.
And it was written by John Truitt.
Oh, Johnny Boy.
Mm-hmm. And it talks about Danny Orloff, who's been the director of Visit Reading,
yeah,
for the last 3 to 4 years.
He's mm-hmm. done a great job. He really makes Reading look good.
He captures what makes Reading look good.
Yep.
Because Reading's always looked like this. But he's finally figured out a way to show off, this is what we actually mm-hmm. live, work, and play
like
in.
This.
And Danny, he's a young man, He has a beautiful wife and kids.
His daughters are absolutely beautiful. They're so cute.
And I think what a perfect person to represent and highlight what makes Reading unique to visit, because mm-hmm. we are a family town and we mm-hmm. want families to come visit.
That's
and,
a good way of putting it.
And he's just, you know.
No, he actually lives the essence of what many of us want our town to be.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know? Like what? He's a good good reflection in mm-hmm. the mirror of to what you want downtown and all that to see.
Well, Rhonda, you're on his advisory board for yes. Visit Reading. So tell us, you know, how's Visit Reading been for you working with it and this how this article shapes in Enjoy Magazine?
Well, he does a great job of those meetings. He's he always loves input from everybody. And, you know what, I can't say enough good things about him because he loves this area and he loves what we are capable of. And I think he has done incredible work for Reading, Visit Reading, and I'm super glad that I know him and am part of that committee.
Mm-hmm.
So, and yeah, we meet like
and
we're
no
not
and no disrespect, but pretty much Ron is on every committee.
Very much so. Very much so.
He's like
a lot of downtown stuff, mm-hmm. but yeah, and going to those meetings, I learn a lot and. You know, he has all the numbers of, you know, he's trying to get the stuff that he's trying to do and get the numbers of people that come in and what do you call that when you get there, you can tell where they're from by their credit card and
mm-hmm.
and how many days and all of that.
He's
I can't
just
even
trying
remember.
To get
all the data.
All the data for the traveling people that are visiting so that you can
yep.
turn that into hard goods that mm-hmm. can be used to capture more when they're here.
And then he keeps improving the website, and he's got a great new calendar on the website now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, read this article because I think it captures Danny not only for his personal life and how that plays into mm-hmm. how he frames Reading, but I love that we hit, you know, what the formula is that Danny's hitting for Reading's identity, and when you follow Visit Reading, is four mm-hmm. qualities through connectivity, activation, collaboration and authenticity, and it goes from there. And I think Danny's shown how authentic Reading can look
mm-hmm.
With just the few things that are already in place with our events put on by you, James, Rhonda, me, local community events.
And there are a lot of them.
A lot. And if you go to the back of the Enjoy magazine, you could see all of the yeah. community events.
Yeah, I was going to say there's quite a few places that you can go for calendar of events.
Mm-hmm.
So
we have one of them.
It's not hard.
Yep.
You know, I was going to say, obviously we'll promote ours, but like you said.
And a lot of times the person that does a calendar, a lot of times will go on the Visit Reading calendar to find other events.
Uh-huh.
But when she needs to fill some space, she'll go there.
I like that they you guys covered. So Danny is a great story. The dip is actually in this article.
I tip.
The dip institution in downtown Reading, who celebrated 10 years last year for being a business. And
and I don't know because I'm not a big drinker, so I don't really go out and do that kind of thing. But they've had a lot of headwinds and adversity, haven't they? Through like a
pandemic, I would say.
Pandemic. Yeah. I mean all that stuff. Because I mean they are really great. I mean, I don't mean that in a negative way. I just mm-hmm. mean that they're such a great entity mm-hmm. In downtown, and they just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Thank goodness.
Constantly.
Yeah. But I mean, I feel like it's like you know, there's a headwind always for them in one way or another for something, and mm-hmm. it's like I don't understand that. I've never understood why it would
a lot
be
of it is the bands that they bring in. Yeah. They bring in a lot of bands from out of the area too. So,
mm-hmm.
but
which is the cool part?
Yeah,
that's the one of the reasons why I like want them to be successful is because they do really. And not that we shouldn't be promoting our own local music scene, but you need to make that stew, that meaty stew that you were talking about, flavorful
mm-hmm.
By bringing people from all over. And it used to be when we had the Enjoy store down in down on Placer Street, it was a great thing because they would send they would capture traveling bands or musicians and things that were going passing through. So they would stay here for a night and they would perform at the Dip as they were going up to the Pacific Northwest. And it was super cool because during the day, they would send them over to the Enjoy Store.
Mm.
And so I actually got to meet some really great people and bands that would come in, and they were like, oh, we're going to be performing at the Dip tonight. They told us to come over here so we could buy some local stuff, and it was really cool. But I met some great bands that right now are, you know, chart toppers that
oh, yeah.
have come through. And I was like, hey, wait a second. They were in my store, and I didn't even know that's who they were.
Aaron and John, the business owners over there, have taken that Dip location, which I know formerly Bombay's, formerly, you know, different scene, different
mm-hmm.
crowd.
Formerly.
And has made the Dip last for the 10 years, and they've brought some of the greatest performers
mm-hmm.
To the city of Reading.
Mm-hmm.
We're not a drive-through town. They said, hey, if you're going to be driving up to a big, we're connected to all the metropolitan cities, come through to downtown Reading.
Right.
Yeah.
And perform. And the Dip's been that place. And you know what? Outside of the live performances that you can see, they do trivia nights.
Mm-hmm.
Silent discos.
Mm-hmm.
They have the bomb squad.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds scary. What is that?
Is that their
that's their drink.
Car bomb, their
yeah.
Irish car bomb thing?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yep, so they're promoting violence?
And drop a drink in. And that place, you know, the Dip is, you go to the wall. My favorite thing is that when you go into the Dip, you look towards the wall on your right, and they have every single artist that has ever performed there in the last 10 years.
Like a picture?
Show. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Picture and poster to show off, you know, the uh-huh. institutional
yeah.
Performances cool. that take place there. And during the pandemic, you know what? The Dip has played into a grander version of what our downtown looks like today, because during the pandemic, when they couldn't do music, they partnered with SKL Arcades and said, well, here's a way that we can get people to still socially distance and come mm-hmm. in here since live performances are out. They had a small barcade, and they filled up the entire Dip with all of the different retro arcade games,
mm-hmm.
and you'd play for free. And SKL, Skyler of SKL Arcade saw that concept worked and said, I'm ready to open up my own brick and mortar, and that's what played into opening up Bonus Round
Reading.
Oh, I Reading.
Love that. That's so cool.
There.
That's the same dude.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I did not know that.
So you know, the Dip has been a great place of entertainment
mm-hmm.
and
testbed
and gathering area. And whenever you go in there, you could see a whole, I think out of all the bars in downtown Reading, the Dip does it right. When you walk in, you have all generations in there, from the 21-year-old mm-hmm. seeing a new band to our old-school Flower Power Childs dancing in there.
Right.
So
right.
they do a great job, and I'm so glad that they got featured in there as the two men, two brothers. Those are two stories that I like. What are two stories for you guys?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Babe Ruth. Talk about Babe Ruth.
Oh, Babe Ruth coming to Dunsmuir. Yeah. That's a big story in Siskiyou County and Dunsmuir. Gosh, I'm trying to remember the...
What about yours? This is a good one. This is your home.
Man, I talked about the IOF hall so much in this first hour already.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Were you going to skip it?
I was, because
yes, but talking about it and then having pictures.
Ooh.
Look at these pictures, are amazing.
Well, what page is that? 62, 63.
Well, pictures of the inside, that is amazing.
I talk about the Independent Order of the Oddfellows Hall quite a lot, especially that's where Viva Downtown Reading is, and it's right at the heart of all of the community development in downtown mm-hmm. Reading. And it's community space. But, you know, that's where we have an art gallery with the Art Hunger. Upstairs we have live music performances and film presentations. We have a conference room we make available for organizations. But this story in Enjoy Magazine really captures how the building was significant to the overall development mm-hmm. of Reading, the Oddfellows investment, how it transformed the city, and where it was back then when it became covered by the mall, and where we are today.
And what were the Oddfellows? Because I don't know anything about them.
A secret fraternal society
mm-hmm.
that connected everyone from across the country. If your city got an Oddfellows Hall, it meant that your city meant something.
Mm.
And their main mission was burying the deceased.
Oh.
Education.
I was like, that's odd. That is an odd fellow.
Well, shoot, you know, nonprofits now, we can just raise money for, you know, dogs and puppies and kids. Mm-hmm. But back then, it was hectic. I mean, their biggest thing was building orphanages, educating the needy, and burying the deceased. The 1800s were a lot different.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Than now. And they're
interesting.
They're important to our fabric. Because of them, they assisted the city of Reading in investing and installing and paying for the first 8 electric lampposts in the entire city of Reading, right on Market Street.
How wild.
And in these pictures, you see them hosting all of the Independent Order of Odd Fellows from across the state and country. Mm-hmm. And
I've been in there quite a few times, and I had my son there once, and we had an event. There was an event going on. I shouldn't say we had an event. And I don't know, but of course, this is my we call him the Wanderer, my son that is like in every nook and cranny. You know, he's like attracted to everything. But I didn't realize, but when he was there, he was asked to go do something to help move chairs, do something. I don't remember where it was. But he was in a closet or some place getting them or doing something. I don't know, whatever. He said that he found a hole in the wall, and he said that he was looking in it, and he reached in to the, and I said, you put your hand in a hole? I'm like, this isn't that stupid. Anyway, he found a book hidden in the hole that was a women's, I don't know what you call it, a guide to the women of the IOOF, that there was their own, that women had their own, whatever it was, and that the rule book for women as an IOOF person, or, you know, was it hidden in the hole?
Yes.
Okay. You guys have found that too?
I have not found, you know, I don't typically stick my hand in random holes around the facility.
I would be afraid
nor,
of it.
Nor would I. That's
but
why
I'm glad
saying.
Your son.
A bat or a rat or something.
Well, that's my thing. I'm thinking I'm going to get bit, stung, you know, whatever. But anyway, somewhere there's a hole, and in it is one of the original handbooks for the women of the IOOF. It's their, like, bylaw book.
They, back
small.
Back when the Odd Fellows were still meeting there officially in the Grand Banquet Hall, they still had their storage closets filled with a lot of their garb and
their regalia.
Yeah. And once the Odd Fellows officially moved out, all of that stuff went then. That history probably went. We only have one piece of historic IOF Hall items, and it's a banner that has all of the original members. And you could see, like, names that stick out, like Dieselhorst.
Oh, yeah.
One
of them is an Odd Fellow.
I'll ask him. Maybe I should tell you so you can find it, because it might be a good thing, a cool thing to display.
But the great thing to wrap up with this article is that the Odd Fellows built this hall. It's in our downtown, and the Odd Fellows still meet in this hall. And they meet once a month in the conference room. So, you know, even with all the development and different property owners, the Odd Fellows still exist, and they still meet there. And I think that's one of the most important pieces of continuing the history.
Yeah. We just had a caller call in and say in the 1920s it was also the I Go In.
Whoa. Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
There it is. Yeah, it's been random.
I was going to say, that's a lot of remodeling from an inn that probably was all broken up in rooms, and then now it's a big open space.
That's why that hall is so funky. I mean, you go on in there. The last occupant on the first floor was Shasta College's Chem Labs, but at one point it was a mercantile store.
Yes,
it was Thompson and Sons clothing store. It's
look at the mercantile picture. It's amazing.
The hall has been transformed so many times, and upstairs is where a lot of the history is still preserved. But we have to remind you, these Odd Fellows were volunteers, and at a time when a lot of building codes still exist. So if you go into that Odd Fellows hall, every single upstairs, every single door frame are different heights and varying sizes. I think it is the tallest urinal in town.
Blake, you have to get on a step stool.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's our history. We don't talk about that in the article. But hey, we're going to take a break. It's 8:30, 3 a.m. You're listening on KCNR Radio. We'll be back with another great article for another
night. The skies are gray.
Roundup
Europe is on. April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucket horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
Everybody calls and say Lions. Yeah, Lions putting on the Ritz. Cool blast hitting heat. That's the tips. No more fits. No more sweating buckets. No freezing bits. Oh, Lions putting on the Ritz.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Sing it, Blake.
But it would have been nothing, nothing,
ooh,
without a woman or girl.
James Brown, everybody. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're here with the man-made issue, issue 235 for Enjoy Magazine. I'm joined with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. I love all the stories that are in here.
You know what we didn't talk about yet, and it's not even in the magazine, but it's a point of personal interest for me, and that is spaceships and rockets.
Mm.
I'm super excited because today is the day that the Artemis crew is going to go behind the moon and be I guess, out of contact for like 50 minutes as they pass the dark side of the moon and are the far, are the farthest humans in outer space ever.
Yes.
Ever?
Yes.
Yes.
Whoa.
If you believe in all that.
It's so funny. Carl and I had that debate, and I just said, I'll agree that we shot something in the sky.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm like, I love all that kind of stuff. We're still far away from Star Trek.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, yeah. Hey, and you know what? Pick up the issue of Enjoy, because as I'm going through this with everybody sitting here at the table, I forget there are so many things going on. You know, we're gearing up for Cool April Nights, and there's going to be a lot of big things happening on in downtown. We have April 18th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Caldwell Park. There's going to be a celebration for Earth Day.
Reading Rancheria has one too, right? Or is that the same one?
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
They have an Earth Day celebration coming up.
Well, there's like 10 pages in our calendar of things to do, so, you know. And then we have the
Red Bluff Roundup is also.
Red Bluff Roundup, yep. Tehama County District Fair kicks off on April 30th. There's, you know, golf tournaments and all. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on.
It has a cover. It has a table of contents.
I know.
It's got everything.
It's, you know what? This thing is almost like a magazine. So, yeah, I mean, lots of cool stuff. This is a cool little article about this gentleman, William Long. Is it, how would you say it,
yeah, I'm not sure.
He's 75.
Such a sweetheart, too.
Is he?
He's so sweet.
He lives in Red Bluff. His family has been there for generations. It says life in stories. He was in his 40s when he realized that he felt like he was an artist and picked up the whole concept of writing and painting, and he just, because the family has so much time, and was obviously one of the first Chinese families in the area, that he just finally started to put his life and memories down in books, and he's got like, what is it, 10 books or something like that in print and 3 on the way.
Yeah.
But it just, you know, I mean, the thing is they're fictional, so they, you know, they really tell the truth of the family history and stuff. One of the things that he recalls is that way back, one of his, I guess it was his mother or stepmother or something from his father, died at the age of 19
yeah.
because the doctor wouldn't treat her because yeah. she was Chinese.
Awful.
Well, it's so weird to, you hear these things and you just go, that actually really happened. I mean, like, but you know, so super cool. He's, like I said, 75. He walks the downtown every day. He has 3 things in the morning. He's like, I feel great kind of a thing. You know, so. He does his morning routine, gets himself, you know, exercise and fit, and then he sits down and he paints and he writes books, and it's just kind of a cool thing. I mean,
and these are books that we can get, that we can actually
get.
Yeah,
they're completely published. Yep, and he's like it says, he's got 3 more on the way. And this is the kind of thing that I really love about Enjoy, is that realistically, you know, you would never know that this man existed unless you had a personal relationship or lived maybe in Red Bluff near him and found out his story. But it's great to share because people give other people, I always say permission. It's inspiration, but it's like permission. Your brain kind of goes, you know, hey, I'm maybe this age, and maybe I should pick up a paintbrush or write a book or something. It just says you can do it, you know, because you hear the story of somebody else that didn't even consider themselves an artist at some point, and then at 40 years old decided to do something, and then boom, look what happens. 10 books published, 3 on the way, painting, I mean, you know.
And his granddaughter, Jessica, is also, she also really advocates Chinese history, so she's out there.
And there's so much Chinese history in California.
Yeah, there is.
I mean, you know, beyond what we even have now, like Chinatown and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's ingrained in a long history.
Yep.
You know,
looks like one of the books that you could get. It's called House of Wong. Spans 50 years of an interracial family moving from the Boxer Rebellion of the 1900s to the Japanese invasion of China in the 1930s to the communist takeover of China in the late 1940s. It's a message of family unity. There are different personalities and political ideas, but they stay together as a family through thick and thin and always stick up for each other. And that's one of the books, and he has another book called The Water God, which takes place in Marysville, during the annual Bok Kai Festival the only celebration of its kind held outside of China. According to local Chinese lore, the city of Marysville was saved from the Great Flood of 1955, so devastating to its sister community, Yuba City, because the water god is honored each year in this festival. So he anticipates the release of Water God this summer. And Marysville, isn't that encompassing Enjoy Magazine's reach?
Yeah.
Marysville?
It can be, yeah.
It can be, yeah, can for be. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Here or there.
Yeah. I mean, once we get in those outer phrase, it's hit and miss, but we try to get it out there. I mean, we go all the way down to...
How do we go to that celebration? I got to look up when
I was going to say, that sounded really cool. I know. But that's what's also great about the magazine, right? It's like, I learn more stuff every single month and new things to go see and do and visit.
Oh, if you want to be a smarter, more invested person in your area in Northern California, pick up Enjoy Magazine. It is a free resource to actually make you a more interesting person because you're surrounded by interesting people.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we get those kind of things where I don't so much, but Rhonda gets the emails from people that say, you know, oh, I picked up the latest issue and saw this article and my husband and I or, you know, I and my significant other went and did it and it was amazing. Thank you so much for
I just
sharing.
Got an email from a woman who said that she loved the stories in the men's issue because she has two sons that are in their 20s and how these men in some of these stories have, you know, kind of restarted their lives. They uh-huh. weren't sure where they were going. And
oh,
they,
yeah.
Like the guy, Trent Menard, who... Uh-huh.
Is he a welder?
Yeah.
He's, oh, you know what's so funny?
He's a crafter,
Rhonda?
Too.
You
he
just,
used to have his stuff in your store.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll read it. Because you want to know... This is so weird. So one of our twins left a boy, came back a man.
Oh, wow.
Left for 9 weeks, has been traveling the world. And just came back, and of course he's now unemployed and, you know, not in school, which is totally fine because that was his uh-huh. choice. But just the other day he was like, I think I'm going to see about going to the college and doing a welding
yeah,
degree.
Yeah, that's what he did.
And so...
25 years old.
Yeah.
Well, yep.
Nico's 24.
Uh-huh. And he...
So I'm going to bring this home now and go, yeah. Look, this is a sign
it's
from
a
God.
It's a really cool story about Trent, yeah.
And well, if anything, he might be able to reach out to Trent and talk to him yeah. about welding and see like
and
if this is something
you know,
he wants to do.
Now he does art.
Yeah.
So
that's so weird that we're just sitting yeah. here and you just brought it up. My whole head just went kaboom.
Yeah. But yeah, and he's you know actually Al Olson interviewed him and he sent Al an email after the interview and said thank you so much for interviewing me and. I'm really honored to be interviewed by somebody of your caliber.
That's smart. No, but, oh, and you know what? No disrespect. All of our writers are smart.
Yep, yep.
But I'm sure he's probably had people that he's been like, oh, okay.
Yeah. But anyway, so super nice
Well,
guy.
Al's exceptional because of his history.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a, you know.
Yeah. He's a Pulitzer Prize winner.
Yeah. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I didn't know what the words were.
His the newspaper he worked for won a Pulitzer Prize
yeah.
when he worked for the newspaper, yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So.
And then we have on a page, what is it, 73, Icons of the Cruise, classic cars you'll probably see during cool April nights. And this is a really cool thing. It just kind of lays out all kinds of different vehicles. It's kind of a help guide if you're not, I guess, maybe a car buff, because I was going to say most guides that are into this would know every car and every detail and, you know,
right.
oh, that car, you know, when they did that, they should have kept with the same size lug nuts because, you know, blah, 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 you know, whatever. It messed everything up for that year and you can't get tires for it or wheels or whatever.
And but, we need to take our last break.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, we're there.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, wow. What?
Blake was all reading and I'm like, I probably should say something.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that. Oh, that's
like
what that dirty look was for. I just thought you were.
No. I was reading about the Tehama District Fair April 30th to May 3rd. All those. Hey, we're going to take our last break of the hour and then we're going to be back. And thanks for tuning in.
Move them on, hit them up, rawhide. Cut them out, ride them in, cut them out, ride them in, rawhide.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April
April 17th, 18th, and 19th. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the best seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries and Windows at Big Time Pest Control. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert with country music star Corey Kent. And Sunday is Davidson Heyman Family and Friends and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at RedBluffRoundup.com.
It's April, time for Reading's biggest event of the year. Cool April Nights, April 17th through the 26th. Haven't registered your car yet? Now is the time. Head over to CoolAprilNights.com to register and click on the full schedule of events. 10 days of fun with 50 show and shines, 3 concerts, and the cruise, followed by the biggest car show of them all on April 25th. Mark your calendars, make your plans, and visit Cool April Nights to get those cars registered. Cool April Nights, it's more than a car show, it's a tradition.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palos Cedar locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
I wanna be Sledgehammer.
I love that song.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, the Carl and Linda Bott Show. We are rounding out our hour here at the studio. I'm Blake Fisher, filling in for Carl and Linda. And
I forgot to ask, where are they? Or do they just always tell you you're on assignment?
You know what, last night I got a text from Carl saying, hey, remember you're hosting.
Oh,
I'm really glad he texted me.
And you know what? I'm really glad you texted me.
Said, hey, remember you're here. So, yes, I'm here with Enjoy Magazine, Rhonda Alvey and James Mazzotta. So, a few minutes left. Let's bring it home. What's a story that stands out to you, Rhonda? I know you're analyzing something.
Oh, I'm just looking at the events because I do want to mention that Stellar Charter School is at Riverfront Playhouse, and they're doing Frozen.
Frozen.
They'll be back on the 17th, 18th, and 19th. So,
the snow never bothered me anyway.
They're so cute. They're just adorable.
Do they sing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. And then we're also doing, at Riverfront, we're taking applications for our summer camp. We're going to do Treasure Island, Young Pirates of the Caribbean. It is a little musical. Mm-hmm. So if you have kids that want to go to camp this summer, it's for 3 weeks from the 8th through the 28th of June. Check us out. Yeah. You can go on our website.
Bring your little thespians.
Yes, and it's really fun. And Maureen Sanders, who also is doing Frozen, is the director for that as well. So she's great with kids. She does a great job. So
sweet.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that. Sorry.
No, I think that's great. You know,
shameless promotion.
Well, everybody's always looking for programming for the kids during the summer, and you know, Kids Unlimited doesn't exist anymore. So.
Oh, that's right. They don't do that anymore?
No. So I'm glad that.
Well, the people that did it really did it for a really long time.
They did.
So I mean, at some point, I'm sure you just are like, okay, stick a fork in me.
And then the triplets bought it.
Oh, that's right.
And then COVID hit.
And then. Then destroyed everything.
It just kind of went. So
I forgot about the triplets. Mm-hmm. I forgot that.
Sad COVID.
The pan triplets.
Otherwise, what other things? You know, the best thing is going to the back of the Enjoy magazine for local events calendar.
There's a lot.
And that covers the entire Enjoy district. And you can go through here and you see Anderson, Chico, Red Bluff, Mount Shasta, McLeod, Dunsmuir, Paradise.
And Cool April Nights, under Cool April Nights, it has just about, it takes up, you know, a third of the page, or more than a third of the page for all the events.
Do you know anything about this one, the Season for Success? Chef Bob Crafts Acme Salt Company.
And he started that in Mount Shasta in Siskiyou County, and he makes different salt blends.
Seasonings.
He recently moved, but he...
Look at that.
Yeah.
That
Acme Salt Company.
That meat with, it looks like horseradish and like a chimichurri and, oh, those fries, yum.
Yep.
So local guy makes good.
Yep.
I see my buddies in here. Giles, Locke, and Key.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of... male-run businesses.
Yeah, so as the male issue, just as it was with the women's issue, there, you know, a lot of really great businesses. So here's the thing: we talk about this every once in a while. You know, you'll hear things here and there, and you know about advertising and Enjoy and stuff. But you know, content versus advertising. I want people to remember that we've been doing this for almost 20 years, coming up on 20 years. And it is by the communities that this magazine exists.
Right.
100% of it is paid for by its advertisers. So without those advertisers, all this great content wouldn't reach the great North State. So first and foremost, we thank our advertisers immensely for their dedication. But also as a reader, you know, I know sometimes advertising can get to be a little much because we're bombarded with it just about everywhere. But, you know, you'd be surprised when you go through the magazine, you'll find things that you may actually need in your life as far as a service in the publication all the time. And we actually do have many people that call us. It is, and we always thank them, but they'll say, hey, you know, I went through the magazine because I love to read it. But I also am always impressed with the different amount of people and services that are available in our community that I didn't even know we had.
And that is really one of the most comments we get.
I know
read
it is.
The magazine
That's
cover
why,
to cover.
Why I said it,
and
yeah.
And even read the ads.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we even read the ads.
Yeah. So we hear that all the time.
Yeah. Because I'm going through this, when we do these special issues, the way that the ads are laid out are really great because they're super clean.
And but they tell a little story about the people.
They're super focused, and so you really get what the company does and how it functions within our community. So,
yeah,
you know.
And they have become very popular.
Yeah. Well, they're easy. Yeah. They're easy to digest.
And we usually try to keep the magazine 50-50, 50% ads.
And we always have, because I've heard people say, oh, this seems like there's a lot more advertising. Well, that's because there's over 100 pages.
When we did the women's issue, we had so many ads that I had to look for stories to fill spaces. I had a couple of stories that I had for the following month that I had to fill into the March issue so that it wasn't so
What a good, good problem to have.
It was a really good problem to have.
And this is, to remind everyone, a free magazine. That encompasses several counties?
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, this is its own congressional issue. I mean, this
we
is
deliver
basically
all the way to Williams, to Granzella's, and all the way to Wairika. And we do Aetna and Fall River Mills and Shingletown. So
best of the North State.
Yeah.
Right on, brother.
Well, yep. Hey, you two.
Hey, man, pick up an issue.
Hey, mans, yeah. Hey, hey, dudes, grab yourself an issue. What's next month look like?
And if you can't, you can read it in its full glory. Go to our website. It clicks on it, takes you to issue. You flip the pages like you have the magazine in your hand.
Yes.
And www.enjoymagazine.com, and then find the latest issue and click on it.
And, Rhonda, what's next month's issue?
Oh, gosh, I can't even remember right now.
Because she's already on the next issue.
I am on May. I am on May, but I'm getting June issue or June stories at this time, too, so it's a little bit crazy, but I do know what the cover is, and it's adorable. It's a little girl, and it is, gosh, I can't remember what the title is.
That's okay. Tune in next month, and we'll talk about
it. Yeah, we will. We'll be here next
month.
It's
a secret.
All right. Well, hey, everyone. Carl and Linda will be back tomorrow. You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Thank you, Blake.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.